Some words from the book of Genesis, chapter 7. The text is verse 10 to 12 and verse 17 to 24. Here we are told about how the world perished. These verses are a striking testimony to God's faithfulness in respect of his threat. He says in verse 4, "For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth." Note the following. In verse 11 we read, "The fountains of the great deep were broken up." The earth was originally covered with water, but by the kindness of God these waters were made to recede. Now huge subterranean reservoirs were shattered to aid the overflowing of the world in the judgment of the flood. Verse 11 also says that the windows of heaven were opened. The Hebrew word aruba means a lattice or network. Such an opening meant the waters above the firmament would not break forth in a moment and overwhelm the world immediately. The judgment came slowly but surely. This is indicated in verse 12. "And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights." Verse 17 to 24 reveal increasing degrees in judgment. First, we are told the waters increased and bear up the ark, that is, after a time. Then we are told that the waters prevailed and were increased greatly. Literally, were strong or became great greatly. Then it says, the waters prevailed exceedingly. This led to the submergence of the mountains. Again, it says, all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. And that's because the flood was not local, but because it was global. Then we read, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. That's half the height of the ark, approximately 40 feet. Finally, we are told the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days, that is for 5 months. So there was a complete extinction of life. Genesis 7, verse 21 to 23. "And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark." God will judge the world again, not by a flood, but in flaming fire. How thankful the Christian should be then when he remembers the promise of a better world and that he is not appointed to wrath but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 9.